Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt, and last Saturday, if you listened to The Mark Wyatt Show, you heard Brian Larson with Carry the Load as he shared about what Carry the Load does to recognize military members, veterans, and first responders. During that conversation, Brian mentioned Greg Washington and the walk that he is currently undertaking. He is in the state of Alabama right now in Demopolis, and I would like to welcome Greg Washington to The Mark Wyatt Show. Welcome to the show, Greg.
Hey, Mark, I appreciate you having me on.
I want to say right off that I'm glad that you were able to take a quick break to go and watch your son graduate from high school.
Man, look, it's all about being present. And so to take on this big task of, you know, raising awareness for PTSD and complicated grief and wanting to end suicide, I couldn't take away from wanting to be dad and be there for my son. So I had to do a tactical pause so that I could go be there for him on one of his milestones.
You are a veteran yourself. You're an entrepreneur and a mental health influencer. Currently, you are in the middle of a walk. If you will, share with my listeners why you are walking right now, Greg.
Yes, I graduated from the United States Military Academy. I was a freshman when 9/11 happened. And so me and my class, we knew we were going to war. And so I commissioned as an infantry officer. I deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq. And we took the fight to the enemy every chance we could. The military is great. They teach you the core values of leadership, and they teach you about protecting and defending our country. What I wasn't prepared for was my transition out of the military. I sustained injuries myself, as well as I lost my two best friends to combat. And I went through a state of depression, and I'll backtrack and share some stats. 22 veterans die a day from suicide. There have been more veterans to die by suicide from 2007 to present than those that were killed in the Vietnam War. I was almost one of those 22. And I thought, if my transition out the military was this tough, I can only imagine how tough it is for those other veterans and service members that don't have the resources nor the trust to connect to get help. And so I started the Walk to Honor as part of my nonprofit, and our goal is to raise awareness to the suicide rate that's going on amongst our veterans and our youth. And so I'm doing an 1,800-mile walk. I started in Mount Bayou, Mississippi. I'm going to go through Fayetteville, North Carolina, or Fort Bragg, and then on up to West Point, New York. And so that's 11 states. It's 25 stops. And each one of these stops, we're going to be hosting these mental health rallies where we're connecting communities to local and state resources when it comes to mental health. And we're going to be having these conversations to silence the stigmas around getting help.
Greg, you just alluded to the fact that you very well could have been one of the 22. Let's talk about isolation and suffering in silence when someone who is battling mental illness, the challenges that they face, if they go into isolation, they suffer in silence. What is the damage that can occur there?
Yeah, so the increased risk factors to suicide, the top three are isolation, toxic relationships, and finances. And so when a soldier or a person goes through, you know, those things, that always increases their chance of suicide. Now, when you look at today's military and how we can conduct business when it comes to war, back in the day, it used to take months to go to war. With technology and how we move today, we could be deployed tomorrow and back within 72 hours. And so that transition of going from being a warfighter to having a transition quickly back into the civilian world is tough on a lot of soldiers. And then you couple, you know, that with the expectation that we're supposed to just come home and be okay and not really be able to have the resources or the support system to back that up. That'll make it hard for any soldier. And that was one of the things that I found myself having to deal with. I sustained injuries myself. And so when I was out the Army, my goal was to be a career military soldier. I wanted to make general. And when I found that I was no longer going to be in the military, I lost my purpose. I had gone through family issues. Because I was the breadwinner in the family and I was the one to help my family out the most, I had racked up an excessive amount of debt just helping family out. And I was about to lose my mom to cancer. And so all that set in on top of the survivor's remorse that I couldn't be there to help save my friends in their time of need, and I lost them. And so I couldn't find answers at the bottom of a liquor bottle. Even though I was going to treatments to get help, it was still hard to deal with. And so I found myself spiraling into a depression. I found myself one day with a gun in hand getting ready to end it all. And I didn't feel sorry for myself. I was tired. I was in so much pain physically because I had chronic migraine headaches. I had nerve damage. My body hurt. My heart hurt because I had lost two people that were so close to me, and I was getting ready to lose my mom as well, and just everything was falling apart. And depression, severe depression, PTSD, and even those thoughts of suicide, it sets in like a storm. And if it wasn't for my baby cousin, who was about 11, 12, around that age at the time, she called me in the midst of my darkest hour. And it was a real simple phone call, real simple check-in. Hey, cousin Greg. Hey, baby, what's going on? Me and mommy, we broke. We're going to Wally World to go window shop. You want to come with us? She didn't even know what was going on. That one simple phone call changed my life. I call her my little angel. And so I take my story and I compare it to another guy named Kevin Hines, who I hadn't met yet. And so Kevin Hines, he's out in California. He jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. He took a bus. And all he wanted was someone just to ask if he was okay. And no one did. And by the time he got to the bridge, he just felt like it was something that he had to do. And so he looked over, took a step back, and he jumped. And he instantly regretted it. And the only way he survived once he hit the water at that velocity and speed would shatter, you know, some of his lower half. He was saved by a sea lion. A sea lion kept him afloat until a nearby vessel was able to rescue him. And I thought the difference between him and I, or the common theme, was that we didn't have a plan. And so who are your three good friends, who are your three battle buddies that you can call upon in your darkest hour to help talk you off the ledge, that can check in, or you can check in with? Do you know your primary care provider's number that you can be able to set up an appointment with? Do you know your mental health counselor's number that you'll be able to call? And at the very least, you know the crisis hotline. I'm on this journey of healing, because I've started mine and I want others to start theirs. And I want people to know that we can end veteran suicide, that we can end suicide, but it starts with me. And it starts with each and every one of you. And so if we can make enough noise between now and September, when I get to West Point, New York, and hopefully COVID allows me to be able to talk with and interact with the cadets, I want them to understand that the fold that they're coming into and the leadership challenges and this awesome responsibility that they have when it comes to taking care of soldiers, taking care of our soldiers that have raised their hand honorably to serve and to fight and are now coming home and having to reintegrate back into normal life. And so it's a call to action for those, and not just military, but civilians as well, to start their journey.
I want to take a quick break, Greg, if it's okay, and then come back. And I want to talk about to not have the stigma associated with seeking help, because I think one of the biggest hurdles, and you mentioned it, who are the three friends? Who are the contacts? People that are in that situation where they're ready to take their life aren't necessarily at a juncture where they're wanting to reach out necessarily to people, but to get over that hurdle, I want to talk about that when we come back, because I know that there are people out there who may be on the brink. I do want to speak to the person who may be on the fence about that and needing somebody to talk to. Okay, Greg?
Okay.
Folks, right now we're talking to Greg Washington. He is on an 1,800-mile walk to bring awareness to suicide. I want you to think about someone you care about, someone maybe that's isolated right now who has cut themselves off from family and friends and their community, and think about what you can do to reach out. As Greg mentioned, just a simple phone call that spared Greg's life and helped him to move forward to help others. I hope you'll stick with us during this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. I'd get on second base. Won't dad to watch him play?
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have on the line with me Greg Washington, who is on a walk to honor. It's 1,800 miles, 11 states. We have been talking about the purpose of this, and I would like to know how you came up with that name and let listeners know who may have missed it in the first segment exactly why you're walking today.
I came up with a walk to honor, and the name has two meanings. But the main meaning is understanding your why and having a strong why. And it's to honor those folks that are still here fighting, and for you to keep fighting, because every struggle that you're going through, every day that you wake up to fight, quote unquote, those demons, hey, it's worth it. It's worth it. I want to say a person dies twice, once in the physical form, and the last time their name is spoken. So my why, my strong why, is that I had made a promise to my two friends that I was going to make a difference. And so to be able to walk and share this message and bring this awareness, and also to talk about them, Emily Perez and Scotty Pace, it's my way of making sure that their name and their legacy lives on forever.
Absolutely. And we want to talk about, too, non-habit forming options because of side effects that are created through certain prescription drugs. We want to talk about the fact that there needs to be a plan set up for a person that can be a long-term plan, not something that somebody decides, well, I'm not going to use this because of the side effects, to help combat mental health conditions. But habit-forming drugs can create a major problem as well, as we think about the side effects of some of them.
Correct. That's very true. It is one of those things where when you think about like habit-forming drugs, when you think about all of the prescription drugs, and not just prescription drugs, but more so opioids, right? Opioids was a rising pandemic in our country as well. And so for many veterans and for our youth, right, that are going through things, it's one thing just to go to the doctor and tell them and ask them what's wrong with you. It's another to be able to take control, right? And so being able to understand what your body's going through, being able to define it, because I strongly believe that once you define it, you can put a name to it, and then we can put a game plan to overcome it. And so to learn about what your body's going through and about the different medicines and medications that you're going through, and even to sit down and have a conversation with your doctors about, hey, okay, look, I don't necessarily want to be on opioids. What are some alternative medicines, right, that can be prescribed or that I can take that will help deliver the same results or relief? And so people being able to have those conversations with their providers and to be able to gain that knowledge or research and understand that knowledge of what they're going through, I think it helps the person put themselves in a better chance to heal.
You know, Greg, when I saw the Frito chip bag last week and I reached out to carry the load, I had no earthly idea what it would lead to. But after talking to Brian Larson, and he was very proud of the walk that you're on right now and what you're doing, and he mentioned it, as I said last Saturday during the show, I wanted to reach out to you. I wanted to encourage you through your walk to let you know that I appreciate what you're doing, like Brian does. We've got to see where there's a brighter future for people who are struggling.
That's the brighter future, right? It is one of those things where everybody's on their own individual journey, right, to heal, to get started. And I will say that there's no cookie cutter way of making it right.
Right.
But to be able to understand the options that are out there for you, and to know that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. I think that's the biggest part. And I love what's happening amongst us now, because we're starting to bring mental health to the forefront of these, of our conversations.
Yes.
And we're starting to break down those stigmas of asking for help, or just knowing that it's okay not to be okay. Right. But the thing about not being okay, and it's okay to acknowledge it, but we can't stay down. We got to get up. We got to dust ourselves off. And just like this walk, we got to put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward.
Absolutely. And Greg, I want you to share with people right now how you want them to follow A Walk to Honor, what you want them to do to be a part of this effort, because I know there are people listening right now who have heard your message and want to be a part of this as well.
I would love to have y'all follow me. I'm currently in Demopolis, Alabama, and I am headed towards Columbus, Georgia, to Fort Benning. And so for all of you Alabamians, is that what we call them?
That's right, Alabamians.
Right. I appreciate you sharing the road with me and showing, you know, the love as I come through your city. If you want to follow, go to gregcwashington.com and click on A Walk to Honor, and you'll be able to get more information about the nonprofit and what we're doing. You'll be able to donate through the page, either using PayPal or Stripe. And you can also sign up to come walk with me or just follow the progress, as well as be a part of our rally, right, when we come to like certain areas. So, I just think it's an exciting time, because it's an opportunity for people on the individual level and us as a nation to grow together stronger.
I totally agree, Greg. And I hope that listeners right now will go to Greg C. Washington, the Facebook page, go and like it and follow A Walk to Honor. If you want to be a part of this effort, you can watch videos that Greg's been doing as he is updating on his walk. I've seen people walking with you, and I want to tip my hat to those people too as well who have decided to be a part of your team, to walk with you and to be an encouragement to you as well, Greg.
I appreciate that as well. And for those that have walked with me, because I mean, honestly, I thought I was going to have to start this journey alone, and I was willing to. And it's been one of those things where, and I would tell you this, I don't know how much time we got.
Plenty.
So my team was like, Greg, you should wait another year and we should plan this out so that we get max coverage, max, you know, exposure, so that we can make this thing big. And I told them, I said, hey, look, well, if 22 veterans die a day and you guys are wanting me to wait 365 days, I was like, I can't do it. And then what happened at the beginning of this year is I played football at the United States Military Academy. And I had a teammate that we had to watch his last moments on Facebook Live as he took his life. And I told him, I said, look, I can't. I said, I got to go now. You guys got to catch up with me, because there's somebody out there that needs to know that suicide isn't the answer. If there's someone, they are wondering what they should do with their life, or what, or if they should end it, this is that sign, that message, that no, suicide is not the answer. It never will be. And I've just been walking by faith. So I started out, it was just me And my dad, and we were in, like, everybody calls them Sweet Poppers. It was just me and Sweet Papa, and we were in the truck. And one of my mentors, a retired three-star general, asked me what I was doing. And I was like, sir, you know, this is the mission. This is what I'm doing. This is what I feel like my purpose is. I'm moving out. And he made a couple of phone calls. And within 10 to 14 days of me being on the walk, we had an RV that was donated to us. And that has made it so much more easier for us to travel these long roads and move, because it's one less logistical hurdle that we're having to overcome. And so I got to give a shout out to my mentor and to Lazy Days for believing in me and in the cause, and to help us reach, you know, a wider audience. And so, Mark, I want to thank you as well. But I started in Mount Bayou. I made it to Jackson, and then we went, we did a rally in Huntsville, and then this past week we're in Montgomery. And so now we're headed to Columbus, Georgia, and then Atlanta, and then Fort Gordon. We're going to make our way on up to Fayetteville, North Carolina, to Fort Bragg, and then to D.C., and on up to West Point, New York. Fayetteville, North Carolina is my hometown. My dad's hometown, where we're from, is Mount Bayou, Mississippi. And so for me, Mount Bayou has a significance, because that's where I went to unplug when I was going through. Being able to go back home to my roots and be around family, and just be in an environment where everything slows down to a pace that was comfortable for me, that made a difference. That self-care made a difference. And so what I found out about Mount Bayou was that it's one of the first official Black recognized towns in the U.S. A newly freed slave was allowed to purchase an 800-acre swamp at the end of slavery. And his mantra to these other newly freed slaves were, if you could work from sun up to sundown for your master, you could work from sun up to sundown for yourself. And now, with this, there's more than just pain and suffering in our history. There is grit, there is strength, there is resilience. And so that same grit, strength, and resilience is the message that I want to share to let people know that there is more than just pain and suffering in our history. But there's strength, there's grit, the resilience that we can pull from. And it's the same grit, strength, and resilience that I feel a person needs in order to save themselves.
Grit, gratitude, greatness, raising awareness to the growing suicide rate amongst veterans and civilians in the United States of America. And I want people to support your cause, Greg, and I'll try to find a place where I can meet up with you. I'm sorry that I didn't know about this soon enough to catch you in Huntsville, Alabama.
Look, come meet me in Atlanta. Atlanta, we're going to do it big.
What day will you be in Atlanta, Greg?
We'll be in Atlanta June 2nd to June 7th. And so we have multiple events lined up while we're out there, and we will just be going out and connecting with the community, just having these conversations about mental health. And the challenge to everyone that I meet is, have you checked in? One, have you checked in with yourself? And two, have you checked in with a vet or a friend or a family member or a loved one that you hadn't spoken with in a while? Have you just called and checked in on them? And so if you and all your listeners would do me that one favor, it'll make a world of difference, just like it did to me when my little cousin called.
I read where you said, Greg, breaking the stigma, if you don't talk about it, it didn't happen. So talk about it.
When you think about these stigmas, when you think about mental health, especially in the military and in the workforce, and also with our kids, our youth, right? When it comes to the workforce, if we talk about mental health, or if we talk about, you know, not being okay, it's that fear of not getting promoted, or, you know, having a career advancement killer. It's not true. Everybody needs someone to talk to. Because if you wait until you're at your breaking point, you're not going to be as effective and as efficient in your leadership role that the rest of your team is going to need you to be. And then also the myth of, oh, well, if I talk about suicide, then people are more prone to do it. That myth is a lie. There's actual data points that says that that myth is not true. So being able to have these tough conversations with our youth about suicide, about depression, and just checking in with them to make sure that they're okay, what a difference it'll make, especially for them.
And if this conversation reaches one person today, Greg, if it makes a difference in the life of one person and they decide to reach out, then it's worth the time and the effort put into your walk, everything that has gone into what you're doing for one person. So if one person is listening right now and they want to reach out and they want to have peace in their life, have someone to talk to share, to pull themselves up from the brink where they're thinking about taking their life, I hope that this message will encourage you to not take your life, but to seek help and to know that there are people who do care about you and want you to live. You can make a difference living, and there is someone in your life that you are here to make a difference for, and don't give up and don't quit. And Greg, I appreciate your time today. I appreciate the fact that you could join me here on the Mark White Show. And I do again encourage people to go to gregcwashington.com, follow you on Facebook at Greg C. Washington, to follow your journey as you make this trip. And I think I will make it out to Atlanta, Georgia. So we'll make plans for that.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And if I could leave with one piece of advice, and this is something that I'm following along this journey that I call life. As I travel this road, if I can do good, let me do it now, for I may not get a chance to pass this way again. And so, if there's a person that's out there that is suffering in silence, if there's a person that's out there that doesn't have a tribe to connect to, you can connect to me and mine. And if you are along this journey that I'm walking, I'm more than willing to come walk to you, to shake your hand, to get to know you. And if those that hear this, that one little simple act of kindness, asking, are you okay, if checking in with a friend, family, or loved one, it can go a long way to someone that you might not even know that's suffering in silence. And so, Mark, thank you. And to you and all your fans, I hope y'all stay safe, stay focused, and stay engaged.
Thank you, Greg. And you stay safe too, my friend. And it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show today to talk to me about what you're doing to combat veteran suicide and civilian suicide. It means a lot, buddy.
Thanks, Mark.
Folks, we've been talking to Greg Washington. He's on an 1,800-mile walk, a walk to honor, and I hope that you will join forces with Greg and support this effort. So go to gregcwashington.com, follow him on Facebook at Greg C. Washington. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, TuneIn Radio. I hope this show is making a difference in your life. If it is, I want you to share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. You don't know who needs to hear this particular show, so share it with them and let them know about Greg's walk. Let them know about The Mark White Show. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show. And this is your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people. Hello there, everybody. This is DJ Svoboda with the Imagine Friends of Imagineville, dedicated to spreading autism acceptance and autism inclusion, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. Only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.